9-year-old Aiden Campbell is cleaning out pig stalls at the Monroe County Fair. It's his first year in 4-H, and he's been raising his pigs to show at the fair since January. But this isn't a new activity for his family.
Oh my gosh, well, just our family, we've been doing it for about 10 years.
That's Aiden's mom, Stacy Campbell. She says the process is a learning experience she believes is important for her 5 kids. But there is a risk associated with not just raising pigs, but being around pigs in general, swine flu. About 5 years ago, most of Campbell's pigs tested positive for it. And around that same time, in 2012, State Board of Animal Health Public Information Director Denise Derer says public health officials were realizing that some forms of swine flu could be passed between humans and pigs.
What really was the big difference was it was the first time in the U.S. that we had people and pigs in the same environment getting the same strain of flu at the same time. And so we knew it was passing back and forth between the people and the pigs.
That year, 138 people with known swine exposure tested positive. This year, the Morgan County Fair had 370 total pigs on the grounds. That's a record, and it's a lot of pigs coming from different places and staying in close quarters. It's the perfect place for Dr. Andrew Bowman, an assistant professor with the Department of Veterinary Preventive Medicine at Ohio State, to do some research.
And so we've used fairs as a place to get pigs from lots of farms in one spot so we can see what strains of flu are out there instead of going farm to farm to farm.
His team began the research project in 2009, traveling to fairs mostly in Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. They find influenza at about a quarter of the 100 fairs they attend. Right now, they're testing 20 randomly chosen pigs in Morgan County.
Basically, if there's 15% of the pigs that have flu, we have 95% confidence that we're actually going to find it when we sample.
They take a nasal wipe to the pig's nose, put it in a viral transport, then freeze it for 2 months. And although it's not always an enjoyable activity for the pigs, it all serves a purpose.
We don't want to have any regulatory impact. We're not regulatory in any way, shape, or form. This is all purely research. And so they sit in the freezer so that we don't have any impact on the fair. By the time we know the results, the fair is long over.
Over the years, research has shaped recommended policies for fairs and those raising pigs. Some include getting pigs vaccinated or checking their temperature upon entry into barns. Although researchers learn more each year, strains of the flu virus come and go in mysterious ways. A fair in Clinton, Ohio, tested positive for flu virus this past July. The state veterinarian ordered the barn to be quarantined and the animals slaughtered.
We had a lot of pork owners who were concerned we would adopt that policy in Indiana, and so we spent a lot of time trying to allay their fears, and that's not the normal protocol that we would follow. That's not something that we expect that we would do based on having flu in a few animals.
Even though the animals wouldn't necessarily be slaughtered, Derer says the pigs would need to be taken out of the barns immediately to reduce the chance of exposure. She says it's important to continue learning about flu viruses for the sake of fairs, humans, and the animals.
Here, give me this, please.
Back in Monroe County, Campbell says as someone who cares for pigs, she appreciates the research. She says her family wants their pigs to be healthy.
It's a risk that you take with anything. I mean, you can have a house animal that would get sick, too. It would be the same thing. Or your children, you know, you'd take the same precautions.
Experts say pig owners should actively watch over their animals for symptoms like coughing and fever. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.